Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of coffee. We get into God's word and we grow in our love for our Lord together. I think I've made a coffee maniac. Hold on. In this year, 2024, Lord willing, we'll make it through the books of Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Hebrews. Let's have some coffee. We'll pray and we'll get into God's word. Just a sip. This is low octane stuff. Okay, that's enough. Oh, I'm going to have a little bit. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the joy it is to get to serve you. Thank you for the blessing of getting to read your word. Please help us. Please give us your spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We're at Numbers 19. We'll start here. We'll end here. You ready? Numbers 19, starting at verse 11, we'll read through the chapter. He who touches the dead body of anyone shall be unclean 7 days. So if you touch an unclean body, what happens?
You will be unclean. Well, why did you just take a shower?
Here you go. He shall purify himself with the water on the third day and on the seventh day. Then he will be clean. You got to take 2 showers. But if he does not purify himself on the third day and on the seventh day, he will not be clean. Whoever touches the body of anyone who has died and does not purify himself defiles the tabernacle of the Lord. That person shall be cut off from Israel. He shall be unclean because the water of purification was not sprinkled on him. His uncleanness is still on him. All right, so if somebody didn't care about this and they said, I don't care that I touched a dead body. I don't care about the Lord. I'm not going to go through that purification. I don't want to take a shower. What's the Lord say?
I'm going to cut you off.
Yeah, cut you off. Good. This is the law then when a man dies in a tent. All who come into the tent and all who are in the tent shall be unclean for 7 days. And every open vessel which has no cover fastened on it is unclean. Whoever in the open field touches one who is slain by a sword or who has died or a bone of a man or a grave shall be unclean 7 days. So if you go into somebody's house and you find out they're dead, you become what? Unclean. And if, let's say, there's an open jar of peanut butter, is an open jar of peanut butter clean? Nope, it's unclean. That's right. But if it's all sealed up, then is it clean?
Yes.
But if you're out in the field and you find somebody who's dead in the field, maybe there's been a battle and you touch them, what happens? Unclean. What if they went and there was a grave and they went and they touched the grave? Unclean. That's right.
Because
unclean.
A grave have dirt around it.
Mm. Well, it's mostly about the death and the destruction, right? And for an unclean person, they shall take some of the ashes of the heifer burnt for purification from sin, and running water shall be put on them in a vessel. A clean person shall take hyssop. Oh, that was loud. A clean person shall take hyssop and dip it in the water, sprinkle it on the tent and on all the vessels and the persons who were there. And the one who touched a bone, the slain, the dead, or a grave, the person shall sprinkle. Oh, please don't do that. Oh, let's listen, please. Thank you. The clean person shall sprinkle the unclean on the third day and on the seventh day. And on the seventh day, he shall purify him, wash his clothes, and bathe in water. And at evening, he shall be clean. Right, so he's got to take a special type of shower. Right, where they're going to take the ashes of the heifer and put that in the water, and they're going to kind of pour it on him and take this hyssop and sprinkle it on all the stuff. On the seventh day, they're even going to wash all their clothes.
I would just put something in my eye.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then, okay, here's the last paragraph. You ready? But the man who is unclean and does not purify himself, you think that's good? Mm-mm. The man who's unclean and does not purify himself, that person shall be, cut off from among the assembly, because he has defiled the sanctuary of the Lord.
But I don't do that.
The water of purification has not been sprinkled on him. He is unclean. It shall be a perpetual statute for him. He who sprinkles the water of purification shall wash his clothes, and he who touches the water of purification shall be unclean until evening. Whatever the unclean person touches shall be unclean, and the person who touches it shall be unclean until evening. Right? What do you think this is talking about? What do you think this is talking about?
I don't know.
When people get unclean, right? Do you think death is normal? No, not... Well, death happens to all of us, right? The day we die, the day we're born, we also know we're going to die.
So, one day we're driving on the road and we see dead people coming out of the grave?
At the resurrection, but most of us will most likely die. Well, you'll most likely die and end up in a grave, maybe next to the church. Yeah. Well, it's going to happen to all of us, right? But is that normal?
Nope. Yes.
Well, it's normal, but is it what the Lord originally wanted? Did he want Adam and Eve to die? No. What did he want for them to do?
The spirit.
Yeah, he wanted them to obey, right? Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for the day you eat of it, you shall surely
die.
They died, that's right. So death isn't really normal, it's abnormal. Oh. It's one of the things we know most of all, that something is still wrong in this world. But how can we live forever?
Good?
Well, you'll never live forever just by being good.
Wait. If we live forever being good, we come in heaven.
Well, you won't get to heaven by being good. Mm-mm.
So you have to be bad to go to heaven?
Nope. We're bad by nature. I didn't have to teach you how to lie or hit. You just did that on your own. Well, I do have to teach you how to be good, but how do you think you get to heaven then? How do you think you live forever? Because of God, that's right. God gave us who?
Did I die?
Well, you will, yep, you'll most likely die, but who did God give us?
Jesus.
And did Jesus die?
No.
Oh, yes, he did. He died. He was dead as dead, right? Remember, we talked about it last week. They put a spear in his side to make sure he was dead. Remember that? So he was really dead. And what did they do with his dead body? Where'd they put it? They put it in a tomb. Well, what happened a few days later?
Kind of like a
cave. Yep. So they wrapped him in cloth. And they put him in a tomb that's almost like a cave, right? But then what happened a few days later?
He just floated away?
He rose again from the dead because Jesus conquered death.
So he floated away one night?
Well, he went up into heaven after like 40 days. But at first he was walking around and eating lunch, spending time with his disciples, teaching them about the Bible.
But Daddy, when I be in Mr. Turner's class, they said that we go to around the thing, and then they wake up one morning and God be not there.
Yeah, Jesus was gone. What happened? Did somebody steal his body? He is not here. He has risen.
How do you risen and go down on the door, and then you open the door, wait down there, and waking up, and then you just fly off?
Yeah, who's the only person who could possibly do that?
God.
God. That's right. That's right. He was raised from the dead. Because he was righteous. And you know what that means? He can give you his righteousness if you believe in him.
I believe in
him. Oh, good. All right. You ready to pray? Okay. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much that you have made us clean by faith, that you have given us a pathway to go to the heavenly tabernacle where Jesus Christ is our priest, where death no longer reigns because you have conquered death. Please, Lord, bless us and let us live by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you want to say bye? Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.